This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. For the time of late fall, when the sun has moved into wintry Sagittarius, these days, as I go back over my November notes from previous years and make new notes about the season, my journal shows me a collection of static impressions, immobile portraits into which I can project myself through memory. Reliving those entries, I can understand again what it was like to be witnessing and participating in whatever the diary records. And I also ruminate on the brain's radial power to pierce decades of linear and circular time, and to link and blend and remake natural history as well as personal history. As I walk the fields and woods this year, the same places I have walked for over 40 years, I realize that my recollection of those places lacks clarity, is melded simply into a vague sense of place. The image of the landscape binds together the years and binds together so many experiences and impressions, erasing my age and the passage of time here. In these walks of mine over old pathways, like in my dreams, the elements of what has happened overlap and overlap again, unnamed, unattached, it seems, to any particular linear year, flickering like sunlight on time and softening the harshness of impending change. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late fall. In the meantime, stand in a familiar place and allow the past to become present in the present past.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org. Poor Will's Almanac is brought to you by Tree Care, Inc., offering services in arboriculture throughout the region. Trees make life better.